The Baltimore County School Board meets this evening to talk about naming an interim school superintendent for the next year. WYPR's John Lee reports that the issue of whether the current interim superintendent, Verlita White, should remain on the job is dividing not only the school board, but the candidates running for county executive.
A divided board voted to make White the permanent county school superintendent, but State Superintendent Karen Salmon rejected her, citing White's ethics violations. Salmon also said the county, first, needs to complete a procurement audit, which would provide facts on whether White should get the job permanently. Among the candidates for county executive, support for White breaks down along party lines. Democratic Councilwoman Vicki Almond says she is angry at Salmon for getting involved in Baltimore County's affairs. Almond says, as far as she is concerned, White is the permanent school superintendent.
Are we going to do an audit? Yes. Are we going to have more accountability and transparency? Yes. But she has been elected to do this job for 4 years. Do it.
Democratic State Senator Jim Brochin doesn't go that far, but he does support giving White another year as interim because this year voters, for the first time, will be electing members to a partially elected school board.
You have a new school board coming in, and they're entitled to have a say.
And former Democratic delegate Johnny Oshevsky says the choice of a school superintendent should be a local decision. On the Republican side, it's a different story. And Delegate Pat McDonough says White should go.
After Dallas Dance and the connection between her and Dallas, we need a fresh approach.
Dance is the former school superintendent who is currently serving time for perjury. White has not been charged with the crime, and she says her ethical violations, failing to report outside income, was an honest mistake. The other Republican in the race, State Insurance Commissioner Al Redmer, agrees with the state superintendent's decision not to give White the job permanently, but leaves it to the school board to decide who should be the interim for the coming school year. It's unclear whether the school board will vote tonight on an interim superintendent. White has not said whether she wants to be interim for another year, if asked, and did not respond to a request for comment. White's appointment as interim runs out at the end of this month. By law, the county has to have an interim superintendent in place by July 1st for the next year, be it White or someone else. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.